Well, in 2000, John Paul II canonized Sister Faustina Kowalska. And on the same day, he established Divine Mercy Sunday to always be the Sunday after Easter, and also was a gift to the whole world. But it is a gift that was almost lost forever. Well, joining me today to explain how this connection is made and what a gift Divine Mercy is to all of us, it is our good friend, Julie Ondurko, host Your Next Mission from God. Good morning, Julie. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Brenda.
Well, before we get into this connection with Pope St. John Paul II, kind of remind our listeners about St. Faustina and the diary that she wrote.
Well, Faustina was a Polish nun in the early 20th century up to just before World War II started, and she received messages from the Lord asking her to be his voice for mercy for the world in great need. And we have seen in the 20th and now the 21st century that there is a great, great need all the way around. And mankind is in such need of God's mercy. Mm. And so she was to be the mouthpiece and to bring this devotion, which has several parts to it, but a chaplet, an image, and Divine Mercy Sunday, and a novena, etc. But that's her, and she did it. And she was illiterate. She went against her parents' wishes to actually had to steal away to follow our Lord's instructions and become a sister in Warsaw, away from her parents, and the courage it took because there was no turning back. It was just, her personal story is so, it's so inspiring. Like she put Jesus off for a while to be obedient to her parents. But finally he said, you know what, how long will you put me off? And she went in all, she went in all, and the whole world has benefited ever since.
Well, Julie, that message of divine mercy, many have read the diary of Faustina Kowalska, and it's such an incredible writing, especially from one, as you said, that was illiterate, how she was able to put this together. But it was a message that almost got lost, except for a bishop and a cardinal, Karol Wojtyla, who would later become John Paul II. Now, explain the role that John Paul II played in this.
Well, he was convinced, okay, so the world, in his world, it was Nazi occupation, and then that was supplanted by communist occupation. So in this time of communism, when he was a cardinal, there wasn't very good communication, like everything was monitored. It just wasn't the world we know today, right? With Rome, there was not much communication going. And so Sister Faustina, she had this devotion, but some of the translations weren't done correctly by others. And there was a force against this message. Of course, we know that that comes from the devil, the people who are maybe jealous or don't want it done, and the Lord and the devil will manipulate them to work against something, even convince them that they're in the right to do that. Anyway, so there was this kind of battle going on, but Karol Wojtyla was convinced of the authenticity of it, and he followed and supported. Well, when John the 23rd became the Pope, the first day he went into his office, it was still a conspiracy against the Divine Mercy. And so there was a stack of stuff that was vetted by advisors prior to him, and they're like, okay, he's just going to sign off on all these things because we vetted them, and it was a big stack, and he had a lot to do, and it was first day in his office. And he was moved by the Holy Spirit to look at that stack and pick it up and flip it over so that what was on the very bottom, when he would be very, very tired and, had gone through so much paperwork, that he would just maybe sign it off without thinking. And at the bottom, which was now on the top because he flipped it, was a papal signature to end divine mercy forever, never to be studied, considered as authentic or anything. All the images in Poland, and they were hanging on to it because they went through a rough time, and all that would have had to been taken down if you wanted to be loyal to the church. And it was just like this final blow, right? And he flipped it over and he read it and he shook his head and said, you know what? we need to hear from the Polish bishops on this. We need to hear this before we do this. So he shelved it. He didn't give a signature. He just shelved it and said, when we can have communication with the bishops and they can do adequate investigation, because now they can't, communism and all that, then we will make a ruling on this, but not till now, not till then. Mm. And he saved Divine Mercy Sunday, or he saved the whole devotion that way. And then in the meantime, Karawitia was doing his investigation, making a case for it, getting, you know, covertly, obviously. And then long story short, with Paula VI, it was the ban was lifted. And then a few months later, when Karawitia was elected Pope, not too long after that, then he perpetuated the devotion. And there's a whole big story. I mean, there's backstory centuries leading up to it. And there's a whole lot of amazing, these are God incidences in the life of John Paul II, as far as bringing this devotion to the world. It was meant for this time. Mm. And he said in his papacy, he said, I think that this is what Providence has given me to do in my papacy. And we know he did so much, Brenda. He did, oh my gosh, World Youth Days, you know, going back to Poland, his homeland, the Berlin Wall, all of that stuff. He was a part of so many big things, traveled the world, long papacy. And he said, this was the defining moment. This is why Providence put me on the chair, Peter, to bring this to the world. And he did.
Wow.
And he did. Yes. I'm only giving you like a scratch snippet, scratching the surface. It's an incredible story. And so if you really want to get into the story, that the second greatest story ever told by Father Gately would get you deep in the whole, all the things that led into the, lots of people involved and forces for and against. That's a good book to read. And it's a good book to read. And I think he's done programs on it and they're on Formed. You can get into Divine Mercy on Formed very deep. They're movies, and they're just like, I can't believe it. I can't believe this in history. It's amazing. And he makes a good case that second to Christ is the second greatest story ever told because of what we need as human beings in this day and time.
Oh, absolutely. Julie Ondurko joining us today. Julie is the host of Your Next Mission from God. You can hear every week. Every weekend right here at Mater Dei Radio, joining us this morning, well, to help us understand and celebrate Divine Mercy Sunday. Well, this gift has been given to the world. It has been established. It's such a huge part of our liturgy now. I think everybody knows the Sunday after Easter, no matter when it falls, it's Divine Mercy Sunday. And as you said just a little bit ago, it's a message for our time. So maybe just in these last couple of minutes, Julie, share with us why, as a gift to the world, God's message of mercy is so important to all of us and in all of our redemption, how we can rely on this divine mercy and that message of mercy, well, to get us through these times.
Well, just looking at history, the 20th century is considered so far, you know, the bloodiest, and 21st century also is right on the way. There's just so much war. And when you think about abortion worldwide, the innocents that are killed, we are wretched. We're broken. And we don't have families anymore. People are born out of family. I mean, the family unit is being destroyed. Our identity is being ripped from us through indoctrination in schools and education and everything. The world, Western civilization as we know it, is lost and being lost. If we're holding on a little bit, we're the minority now, and there's just so much that we need the Lord's mercy, and he knew that, and he gave it to Saint Faustina. And John Paul II, you know, he canonized her and established Divine Mercy Sunday and brought that message to the whole world through his papacy, said it was the defining thing that he should do as Pope. And then on that day in 2000, when he did canonize St. Faustina and establish this Sunday after Easter as the Divine Mercy Sunday, he said in a gathering after the event with some friends, they were having dinner. It was a pretty small crowd, but he was quoted as saying, this is the happiest day of my life. Like, when you do what God has for you to do, even if it's hard, like Jesus on the cross, anybody can say when they've really fulfilled what God asked them to do, this is the happiest day of my life, because there's something so right and fulfilling about being completely and squarely in God's will and having done it and carried it out. And that was the happiest day of his life. And he was canonized on Divine Mercy Sunday, and he died on Divine Mercy Sunday. It was actually he in his room when he was sick, he had the vigil mass for Divine Mercy Sunday in his room once the sun went down, and then he received the precious blood, a little bit of it, and then he died. So I know that Father Gately was so disappointed he didn't die on Divine Mercy Sunday, but the way we do it, the way we do time, and Catholic Church is the authority in the world. Our time is, you know, when the night before, when the sun goes down, it's like the next day. That's why we have a vigil mass. So he did all that. And interesting, when he was canonized, John the 23rd, he was canonized on the same day because he saved Divine Mercy, and then John Paul brought it in, and it's like it made so much sense that they would be canonized on the day on the same day.
Absolutely perfect. So there are no coincidences with God, and it's such a wonderful feast day we get to celebrate coming up this Sunday. It is Divine Mercy Sunday. Julie, thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, you're welcome, Brenda, and God bless you. I just want to mention that on the archives of my show, there's two shows. Two parts of Divine Mercy that are just up now from the last couple of weeks. So if somebody wants to hear a little bit more, they could go there, or the Marians of the Immaculate Conception, and that's thedivinemercy.org. It's got everything there.
All right. Fantastic. Well, Julie, thank you so much for your time today. God bless you.